Hello, everybody, and welcome to Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown, your weekly recap of AEW Dynamite and WWE Smackdown. I am your host, Steve McCorney, joined, as always, by April.
Hi.
What's going on? You look perplexed already.
No, people are just blowing up my phone, so I was, like, thinking about a story I needed to tell my coworker.
You thinking about Rammstein?
And I was thinking about that, yeah.
We have a packed show, April. We can't be talking about Rammstein.
Okay. Do we really have a packed show? Because
we have AEW Dynamite. We have SmackDown and Royal Rumble predictions.
I forgot. Okay.
Which I will remind you, loser of the predictions has to recite the Lacey Evans promo about being a mother. A child of a mother.
You know what? I don't even want to talk about her.
Let's get into it. AEW Dynamite from January 22nd, 2020.
The cruise.
Yeah, booze cruise. Rockin' Rager, Chris Jericho. Continuation of Bash at the Beach. Opens up with the World Tag Team title match. SCU versus...
Diamond Dallas? Nope, that's DDP. Diamond Dallas Page and Adam Page have the same, like, ending. Oh. So, to be fair, easily confused.
Just Diamond Adam Page.
Diamond Adam Page. And Omega.
And Kenny Dykstra Omega. A really good match. Especially considered the layout for the ring. There was very little room around the ring, so it wasn't, like, full of dives and shit like it usually is.
No.
Really good back and forth. We did get, you know, the Kenny Omega, Adam Page, Kenny Mess Omega. Up. Yeah, there's that, where Page used the buckshot and hit Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm.
But also they did their cool, like, double moonsault move. Where Kenny Omega hits a move in the corner, guy falls down, Kenny goes to the top, Adam Page is a standing moonsault, Kenny Omega comes from the top. Really cool match. Adam Page eventually gets the buckshot lariat to the outside on Scorpio, on the inside of Frank Kazarian. 1, 2, 3, new tag team champions.
Let's drink beer from the audience.
Well, that's the thing. So, Young Bucks run in to celebrate.
Yeah.
Adam Page basically wants no part of it.
And yeah, they're setting up this angle, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been going on.
Duh, I know it's been going on, Steve.
Yeah, Kenny Omega left the Elite maybe like 2 months ago on being the Elite. So it's just been this weird, like, Kenny Omega feels slighted or not. I don't know.
I thought it was Hangman Page.
It is.
Oh, I was like, dude, am I, like, tripping right now? I was like, Kenny Omega seems like he's always celebrating with them.
It's very, what we just did is very Dave Meltzer, Brian Alvarez. Okay. Because I feel like.
It's definitely Hangman Page who keeps, like, going out and drinking and not celebrate with them and walking away. And so, let me run the show.
What would you give that match?
Oh, it was an
A.
The only thing I'm going to say about this show, because it's on TNT from the boat, is, like, the sound is a little weird. Like, you can tell it's, like, a little... It's on the boat. It's on a cruise. So...
From the Bahamas.
I feel like it's probably a better spectacle in person, which is obviously promoting the cruise, but it was still a good match on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would also give it an A. Then we get Britt Baker versus Priscilla Kelly, who... is married to Darby Allin.
I didn't know that. They look like a cute couple now that I see it in my mind.
Who's more cute, Darby Allin and Priscilla Kelly, or Britt Baker and Adam Cole?
Oh, definitely Darby Allin. I was, like, looking at her and thinking she had a really cool, unique look, and I liked, like, her. She has, like, a Paige feel to me.
I think,
like, she's very, like, pale white. Oh, yeah. And, like,
she wrestled in the women's, like, the Mae Young Classic when they had it a couple years ago. And I feel like she was on, both of them were on a TLC show at one point. Darby Allin was on Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Oh, you're talking about like reality TV. Not like, I thought you meant Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
No. And Priscilla Kelly, I think, was on one of those gypsy shows. Like, I forget what the fuck they were called. Big Fat Gypsy Wedding or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But she was on one of those.
Weird.
Like most Burt Baker matches, it's whatever.
Yeah. She officially turned heel. That was like the main thing that happened. Because she was like, in the beginning of the episode, in the beginning of her match, she was like high-fiving and being like, what's up, guys? Blah, 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 like super nice. And then by the end, she was talking shit to Tony Schiavone and he...
What you don't do.
Which, cut to commercial on TV. I only heard about it through Meltzer.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay.
Yeah, and she did some heel tactics during the match, like pulling the hair and some other shit.
When she was trying to do the promo and it was so windy and her hair was getting her in her face and her mouth. And
she can't talk.
Yeah, she's not super great.
She doesn't have the mic chops. But Britt Baker won with that lockjaw.
Mandible claw.
Yeah. What did you think of that match?
It was just like a C. I don't know. It was like an average.
It wasn't anything.
I like that Priscilla Kelly chick, though.
Yeah. I liked her when she was in...
I liked her whole...
Oh, my God.
Like, persona,
you might not even know.
I don't know.
Okay, so Priscilla Kelly was all over, like, social media. Man, this was, like, months ago. Because she did a spot with a worked tampon.
What? What?
She pulled... She goes into her drawers and pulls out a tampon and, like, threw it... I forget what, or like put it in somebody's mouth or something, but it was like all over the internet. Yeah.
Ugh.
But it's obviously a work tampon.
No, duh. Come on.
That from Tampons R Us.
Yeah.
Britt Baker cuts a promo after and just talks a bunch of shit to Tony Schiavone. Schiavone comes in and says, Britt, you know, use some bad tactics in that match. And Britt says, shut up, Tony. Like, everybody here knows you owe AEW your life. You were working at Starbucks, which is true.
Yes, this is the thing I heard. This is the thing that I heard, but then she started talking about his teeth, and then it, like, cut.
Yeah, there wasn't that much after the teeth comment. And then she says, you were a shitty barista, and everybody loses their mind. There's a funny gif of also, after this promo, Tony Schiavone goes, he just mouths, what the fuck? It's super fucking cool. Love me some Tony Schiavone. Then we get Jurassic Express versus Inner Circle, which this time around is Jericho, Santana, and Ortiz, along with Jake Hager.
Jake Hager.
Jericho comes out and the crowd is just singing his theme.
Oh, because everybody's just so happy.
Yeah. It's chance of thank you, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, it's his cruise. Like, you can't really expect them to boo him for this.
Yeah. A really good match. Everybody was fucking over in this match. Marco was running around in a life preserver. Did you hear him sing?
No.
It's not bad. No. He sang Corey Hart. I wear my sunglasses.
Okay, well, he gets to perform next year, so.
Oh, shit.
If you want to go to the cruise, yeah, that's what they were saying on Meltzer.
To the cruise.
Oh, I was, like, just thinking before I forget. This is a side note that has nothing to do with any of this. But when I was listening to the Sammy Guevara interview, he was talking about how he's like, I'll probably have CTE. It's fine. Like, something like that. And I was like, oh, that's really not something to me. And he was, like, joking about it.
I think he's mostly joking because they don't.
And then he said that Joey Janela was like, I'm going to be dead in 30 years anyways. CTE or something like that. And I was like, oh, my God.
I mean, Joey Janela is like a hardcore wrestler. Like, that's kind of how he became more famous. So yeah. That might be true for Joey Janela.
No, I don't like to hear.
But Sammy, I don't see him doing like hardcore matches. Hey, I'm just agreeing with something Joey Janela said. It's not my fault.
Okay.
Jericho pins Stunt after hitting him with the Judas Effect. Marco sold the shit out of it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. 1, 2, 3.
Which, obviously, I'm glad they let him win for the sake of it's his boat.
It's my boat.
He actually owns the cruise boat.
We get a just a package recapping the whole MJF Cody Rhodes timeline that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, and then remind us what's happening.
We get Joey Janela, the aforementioned Joey Janela, versus MJF. Oh,
yeah. I was trying to bring it to that with his braids.
Yeah, Joey Janela is very Bo Derek braided.
Yeah.
MJF throws a fan's hat.
If you have long hair
across the boat
and you're going to anywhere that's humid, the best thing to do to your hair is have braids. Because it fucking sucks to upkeep with it.
Sucks.
Yeah, so most people you see usually like try to braid it. Especially people with like long, long hair.
Doesn't it suck getting the braids out? Those are some tight, small braids.
Maybe, like. But like you just have somebody help you or you just can take your time, but
shave your head.
You know what? Just shave it.
Fuck it.
Okay, so this is this isn't when Cody comes out? No, Cody comes out after?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, a good back and forth match. Oh, what would you grade the Jericho match?
Oh, it was an A.
Wow, I thought B.
A. It's his
Jungle
boat.
Boy looked really good.
But. It's his boat.
Before the match starts, Joey Janela goes and thanks Jesus for showing up. There's a guy dressed like Jesus in the second row.
Yeah, you told me, and I missed that.
You missed it. Back and forth. MJF cheats a lot. Hits the what are they calling it? The double cross, is just the crossroads for the 1-2-3. Janela gets distracted at one point by Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford just making out at the top of the stage.
Yeah, and he's like, and he's kind of like, seriously, come on, like that's his face, like really though.
Yeah, he's like, what?
Because it's not even like. I feel like it's like what anyone like. Come on, really? Like annoyed.
What would you grade that match?
That was like a B.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Joey Janela.
I know you are.
MJF grabs a microphone and just talks a bunch of shit about Cody. This brings Cody out. MJF talks a bunch of shit directly to Cody's face.
Cody's just looking so fly, like always.
Right. And he's going to hand Cody the microphone. He drops it.
Yeah, like a little, like a punk ass.
And then he's like, I tried to hand it to you. And he's like, you pick it up, pick it up. And then kicks it away. When Cody goes to bend over, MJF just walks out. And Cody's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I can't lay a finger on you, but they can. And MJF turns around, yeah, into some super kicks.
Super kicks, that's what it is. I was going to say the double kick.
Super kick party! And then they throw MJF into the pool, which is a Bash at the Beach tradition.
I just have so much things that I'm trying to. Oh, wait.
Who are you texting?
My coworker.
Oh my God.
We didn't get a chance to talk.
We get Tony Schiavone interviewing Paige and Omega. And Tony Schiavone starts by talking to Omega. Mm-hmm. And then goes to Paige. And as Paige is talking, Tony Schiavone goes, that's great. Kenny, what about Pac? And you can just see, like, Paige is just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So everyone's just obviously
super annoyed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the fucking Young Bucks show up and Kenny just kind of, or Adam just walks away.
Why do you keep thinking it's Kenny?
Kenny Page.
Yeah. No, he's definitely, they're setting up for an angle that they're going to feud together. Clearly. Right.
Yeah. There's going to be a backstabbing of sorts.
From him.
From Nikki Cross.
Oh, God. I could only hope.
Then we get our main event. Pac versus John Moxley.
Don't do that.
Really good match.
Why are you so sad?
Pac and...
did you think you did that really well?
No, because you're in here judging me.
No.
All the time.
Well, you could do it better if Oliver wasn't trying to sleep 2 feet away from us.
I don't feel like he is trying to sleep. So
he's actually partying.
I probably could have done it anyway. Yeah, really good match. Pac really like working over the eye patch.
Eye patch, which I was glad because I was going to be mad if he wasn't wearing an eye patch.
Eye patch Jones. He wore it the whole time on the cruise.
Dude, that's what's
up. The whole time.
Yeah. You know what? In character.
Yeah.
Go him.
There's pictures of like him in elevators and shit just wearing the patch.
I'm done. Yeah, he has no eye. It's gone.
Even Jared's like, I want to get a look at that eye.
Well, didn't he say something else that was like really funny with like commentary? I can't remember.
When Stun threw the fucking life preserve in the audience, JR was just like, that'll be on eBay in about 30 minutes. They fucking brawl all over the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Head up the stairs at one point. Get back down to the ring. Moxley hits the paradigm shift, gets the 3 count. Jericho is also on commentary.
Yes. Just, always good.
Just like, Pac versus Jericho, come on! Like, really just fucking tearing it up. Yeah. Jericho's having so much fun.
He is... This is like the definition of living his best life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is...
Got a playing cruise.
Music on a cruise. He's the champion. He's in a new company that he has like a lot of like input in.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking living his best
super
life.
Super funny. What would you grade that match?
That was an A.
What are you hyped for the pay-per-view in February?
Sure.
I mean, so far all we have is
I think that they've done
Moxley versus Jericho, and
I think they've done a pretty good job of keeping storylines but not drowning us in them, which we'll talk about with SmackDown, where I want to go jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Because like they have to find a way to keep us intrigued but not overwhelm us and make us annoyed like SmackDown is doing.
Yeah. And this is kind of what we were talking about the other day. Just like how I've seen Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin like a million fucking times.
Yeah.
To where like the blow-offs don't even matter at this point.
Yeah, they don't even like get to face other people, and then they kind of like interject in their match. It's like literally they're just always facing each other.
Yeah.
I think I've watched them in the ring a million times at this point.
What would you grade that show overall, April?
Well, I think the only match I gave, I guess I'm going to have to do like an A minus minus or a B plus plus, because I did give like a few B's, and I gave one C, and I gave two A's. Right? So that's got to be like a B+.
Yeah, B+ show is not bad at all. Kept me entertained the whole time.
SmackDown F.
Again, my biggest gripe with AEW is the picture-in-picture, because I feel like I miss shit because I'm so programmed not to pay attention to
commercials.
Oh, I never pay
attention. Literally never. And like sometimes I'll be watching the commercial, I'll be like, God damn it, I'm supposed to be watching the other thing, and I don't watch it.
Yeah. Like every time MJF comes out, they go to a commercial, and I feel like we miss so much.
I know, of him being a punk ass.
Yeah. Good thing Sammy comes out with cue cards.
My biggest gripe is that their women's is just nowhere. I mean, like, not that WWE is doing super well with their women, but, like, their women are, like, not developed in stories and anything at all to me. Nothing.
No, Britt Baker sucks.
I feel like the only person that has a really good character is, like, I like the alien chick.
Chris Statlander.
And then I like the little tiny Asian.
Riho.
But just because she's, like, a tiny little, like, happy person. But that's it.
I like the other Japanese chick.
The other Japanese chick is kind of, but I honestly, I've been confusing her with another person on, like, fucking... Yeah, Io Shirai. That's who I'm confusing her with.
I think NXT. I think Iro got injured tonight. Tons of injuries tonight in that NXT show.
We are recording this on...
Saturday,
and Royal Rumble is tomorrow.
Yeah, so you'll be able to wake up, listen to this. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. I'll probably put it on both feeds, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Royal Rumble special.
Cool.
All right.
No, I don't want to do it.
Friday Night SmackDown from January 24th, 2020. You know, I always say, man.
Look, these pants button.
You can't distract us from doing this this part of the show, April. What are they button for?
I don't know. Maybe because if, like, I'm short. Like, I'm a short person. I'm short.
Huh.
Right?
It's pretty interesting.
All right. So, okay. Let's get on with it.
You know, I'm always like, man, I wish these shows would just open up with wrestling, because that's awesome. SmackDown opens up with Roman Reigns and the Usos versus King Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode.
All right, so first of all, you were so mad that you were going to have to see this match, and it opened with it, and you were like, thank God, because that'll at least...
I thought I would get it out of the way.
Yes.
I thought, okay, we can get this shit out of the way, and then get into the real meat and potatoes of the fucking show.
I can't wait to get into the meat of potatoes.
The meat and potatoes. Nothing notable in this match. If you've seen an Uso and Roman Reigns match, you've basically seen them all.
No, we've seen these three people wrestle these three people like nonstop the last like 6,000 months.
Right? I feel like it. We've seen an iteration of this. The six people in this match, we've seen wrestle a combination of each other.
Or just like.
For fucking months.
Like banish the others away. Make sure it's just one against the other. Like it doesn't even get like. It's literally like.
Like Sheamus could have come back and just attacked Roman. That would and be like great. Started just something else.
No, Sheamus came back
and attacked Shorty G and told short people to kill themselves. Big fan. At one point, Jimmy falls off the apron. It looks like he tweaked his knee, and then Ziggler like kicks his head into or does a zigzag or kicks his head into the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Security comes and helps Jimmy to the back. You should always help people with a head injury immediately. Get them up and moving. Move them around. Have them run around. Match then is a handicap match.
This match was entirely too long.
And oh my God. Yeah. It was over in half an hour long. Oh. It opened the show and at 7:27 or 8:27 it was still going on.
Wow.
Jey Uso pinned fucking Robert Roode.
You're so mad.
Jimmy at one point does come back.
He comes back out. Okay. And that match. What are you going to rate that match, Steven?
A D. What would you rate it?
It's a C for effort.
Okay.
Actually, no. Nah, I have to rate it a D. I have to change it.
I'm going to let April handle that.
Nope. We have to spend at least 45 minutes on how bad this thing was. Only if I get 45 minutes to rant nonstop about this fucking interview, because
you can have as much time as you want.
I have never. So I've clearly talked about how much I don't like Lacey Evans. I don't like her personality wise. Ever since I listened to her Lillian Garcia interview, I don't like her. So then they do this interview.
I've just never liked
First
her,
of
period.
All, what is this? What is happening? Like,
Michael Cole introduces her, the sassy, sexy, sultry Southern Belle.
Who the fuck knows? So now you're identifying her as an object. You bring her out. No, let me just say this. So then he brings her out after he basically calls her like a sex symbol, which is just so weird. Then he just straight starts interviewing her standing in like the, not even in the ring.
They're trying to rip off Tony Schiavone.
Well, they suck. Yeah. They suck at it. So
Michael Cole is not a good like interviewer anymore.
I don't really care about that. All I really care about is how stupid this interview is. So he starts asking her like bullshit questions. I don't even know what they were. All I remember is her starting to cry like a little fucking baby.
But it was, she wasn't even crying.
She was like,
he was going like this. It makes you sound like you're crying.
Okay. She was clearly,
my father had a problem with addiction when I was growing up.
That is weird. It was pretty bad though. So this is my problem. You gave her a character to be a strong, military, American woman. And
did you
know
she was a Marine?
Okay. And then you're going to make her stand there, tell her sad childhood story. That's her real childhood. I don't care. I don't give a damn. It's not your character. Everyone has sad childhood trauma. Chill the fuck out. I was so annoyed. Oh my God. So then she starts trying to semi cry, but not cry, because she wants to pretend she's strong.
Yeah,
but
at one point
strong.
She like dabs at her eye, and I'm like, there's not even a tear.
Okay. Let's just put to the side that I'm so biased and I can't stand her. It doesn't even go with anything about her gimmick. She's trying to say it's like, why did she have to tell the story about her dad with addiction and that we could relate and that you would need to be strong and stand up to bullies? Did she stand up to her dad and like tell her dad to fuck off? I don't understand what the story was.
Maybe
about.
She beat up addiction.
Maybe she beat up her dad. I don't know. Like it didn't have anything to do with her story with Sasha Banks. I don't even understand why it happened.
Is it even with Sasha anymore? That's the other thing.
Who cares? She's going to be champion, and I'm going to give up. And people love her. Remember the two guys they showed wearing her shirt?
So many dudes out there that like Lacey Evans. I don't know why.
It's because she's a Marine.
I think it's because she's not like most girls.
I hope Nia comes back and beats her ass. That's what I hope. You know what? Bring Nia back. Let her just sit on her.
Just sit on it.
Just like literally Samoa headbutt her like 15 times and I'll be, you know what? I'll be happy. Just tell the rest of the stupid story.
Yeah, Lacey cries. And then
You actually tell me why this mattered?
Dude, I have no idea. I honestly don't.
I hope Oliver just hears me yelling right now.
I feel like, is this what it felt like when I was going off about Rocky Johnson the other day?
Because you were just, and I was like, oh my God, chill out. But you're not trying to tell me to chill out, right? Because I'm 100% correct.
I don't try to censor you. You try to censor me.
Because what you were saying was actually not nice.
Excuse me. Lacey, they show the clip from like 4 weeks ago of Sasha Banks getting in the face of Lacey Evans' kid. She's like, I'm proud of my daughter for standing up to a bully. And if like the daughter was like barking at Sasha, it's very, I can't really talk. Oliver acts like a dinosaur when I tell him to say hi to other kids.
Kid literally acts like a dinosaur or a cat. So
you know what though? He waved to that kid today. It was a good step.
So just this had zero to do with anything about her gimmick. Her character, nothing. I guess she's trying to prove that she's strong. I overcome my past and my daddy had an addiction.
But you don't, because you always talk about it.
Bitch, everybody's got problems. It just, to me, I have never seen any other person like kind of bring up their problems, except for like maybe like the Nia Jax Alexa Bliss thing.
Yeah.
But that made so much more sense because Alexa Bliss was being a little bitch to her and Nia Jax is... A bigger, like, thicker girl. So it made someone... Is Sasha Banks a drug addict? I'm so confused.
Sasha loves drugs.
Well, clearly.
She's the cousin of Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg loves weed.
It was such a pity party. Make sure you like me even more because I'm so relatable and I'm a Marine and I had a hard life. It was pathetic. It was so pathetic to me. I hate her more now.
It makes me think of the Big Show's dad.
What?
So... a long time ago, this is Big Boss Man was still alive, obviously.
Is that his dad?
No. Big Boss Man was in a feud with the Big Show. And the whole storyline was Big Show's dad was dying of cancer or something. Big Show's dad had been dead for like a couple of years, but for the story.
This is horrendous. Okay.
And so his dad finally dies and Big Boss Man comes out and like reads a poem. He's like, I'm sorry, your daddy croaked. Like, he's like, if I had a kid like you, I wish I would die.
Oh my God.
So then they go to the funeral, right? They're at the cemetery and Big Boss Man shows up in the fucking Bluesmobile, mind you. And ties chains around Big Show's dad's casket and takes off with it, and Big Show jumps on it.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Honest to God, it's one of my favorite things, and I probably watch like the promo Big Show or Big Boss Man cuts like maybe once every other month because the poem is so funny.
I cannot.
Like, his body will still be eaten by worms. Like, oh, fucking great. Lacey Evans sucks. Bailey comes out and attacks her, setting up for the match.
I wish she would have came out earlier.
Royal Rumble. Then we get a backstage segment with Carmella and Dana Brooke where they're both like, well, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. No, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. That gets interrupted with Lacey Evans and Bailey fighting. At this point, Lacey Evans has taken off her shoe and is just beating, like, hitting Bailey.
And I was like, where's Carmella and Dana Brooke been? Where you guys been at?
Where you been? Carmella, you're getting pyro. Where you been? Then we get...
Like, at this point, I wanted to turn off SmackDown.
We get...
I wanted to, like, not even give them the rating of us watching it. Because as soon as I saw Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross coming out, I wanted to give up. And you know what else this show didn't have that was unfortunate? What was it?
You saw Nikki Cross's boobs, though.
You did not see Otis on the
show. I know.
Show.
Well, they showed... there the was recap. A recap. And that's good enough for me. Because I did get something else soon after this.
Yeah, Nikki Cross runs out and her jacket unzips. And you can see, Alexa Bliss saw it, too. And they start giggling and she zipped it back up. It was just a sports bra. Calm down.
Bliss and Cross versus Fire and Desire. Yeah, they recap the whole Otis thing. Match starts and ends when all the girls run in and start beating each other. They're like making out like a couple.
Well, good for them. At least they're enjoying themselves.
They're just beating everybody up. Whoopee. We get Elias in the back strumming his guitar. Braun Strowman walks up and says, "Let's get to work. Choo choo."
I wish, you know what? If he said choo choo, I'd be okay with him doing the train.
If he made a train noise when he did that.
If he started going like this, like with the horn honking thing, you know, like what you do to semi trucks and start going choo choo, I'd be fine with it. Then I would support the choo choo.
Just lean into it, Strowman. Jesus.
Because then I'd love it.
We get Elias in the ring singing a song where he introduces Braun. And then he says, "We're going to sing a song together." And Braun Strowman seems ready to do it because he's a fucking joke. But thankfully, Cesaro and Nakamura come out. This match wasn't anything spectacular.
This show was just bad.
Cesaro takes the pin from a power slam.
Dude, at this point I started doing Strowman. My math homework. I was like giving up.
Elias hits a top rope elbow, which I guess is his finisher.
Yeah.
And then we actually hear like Elias's theme music, which seems like not bad.
I didn't even know he had a theme song.
Right.
It's fine though.
Then we get Biggie in the back. I love the way Vicks Vapor smells.
Okay, is this when he's getting oil rubbed all over him? Like, Biggie's for what just, purpose?
Biggie's just putting oil all over himself, and there's a little guy, like, trying to grab his, like, around the thighs to see if he can toss him. Because he's like, if I'm all oiled up, I can't get eliminated. It's a very good point.
So is he in the Royal Rumble as well?
They are both in the Rumble.
They ain't gonna win.
How dare you? Well, they said they're going to win the Rumble for Xavier Woods, so you're just full of hate. And we get King Corbin saying that they're going to beat him up so bad.
I mean, were there only 5 people featured on this show? Don't they have a staff of like 300?
Yeah. We'll count at the end. What would you have rated that Elias match?
Like a C.
D. We get another Sheamus vignette where he just talks shit about Shorty G. April and I then went to bed, didn't finish the show.
No, we watched the Kofi.
We didn't. We watched Kofi come out, and damn, then you went upstairs.
I was done.
Yep.
I was so done.
So we won't have ratings for the next matches. Or actually, this is the last match. John Morrison beat Kofi. There was some fuckery. Miz got involved. Kofi hit Miz
with
an SOS.
You were talking shit about Miz's outfit, and I liked it.
Yeah, he looked like the schmo.
I liked it.
It was a turtleneck.
Thought he looked nice.
And sunglasses with a sports coat.
And also, I just prefer Miz as a heel. He's just so much better.
Yeah, yeah. And then Morrison hit the Starship Pain for the pin. Then, the whole crux of this episode was the Universal Championship contract signing. I got the hiccups. Daniel Bryan's in the ring. You know, where the fuck is Bray? Firefly's Funhouse segment.
I want that Daniel Bryan shirt. I want to be able to plant a tree.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. If you haven't seen, Daniel Bryan made a new shirt that's made from recycled material, and it helps plant a tree. It's for a good cause.
Every t-shirt bought, it's also made from recycled plastic.
I just said it's made from recycled material.
And did you know they plant a tree?
Are you all right?
Bray is trying to fax over the contract, but the fax machine isn't working. But he says, you know, this match isn't even with me. It's with the Fiend. And the Fiend shows up. They start beating the shit out of each other. Bray Wyatt's the Fiend.
They're just never going to give up the red light, huh?
I guess not. Fiend hits the mandible claw, Sister Abigail, stabs his own hand with a pen, and signs the contract in blood. He was also whipping Daniel Bryan with the leather strap.
I did see that. He was whipping him.
As we go off the air.
Are they trying to copy the Cody Rhodes MGF whipping thing?
We did the whipping first! So we got one, two... We literally got three matches. Yeah. Roman Reigns.
Oh, rate this overall show. I want to hear your rating.
Alexa, it was a D.
This show was a D. It's, you know what? It's almost an F.
Yeah, the Alexa Bliss match never happened. Braun Strowman versus Elias, and then Kofi Kingston match. That's it.
If I would have paid money to go to this show, I would have been so mad.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Don't count Corbin.
Like 25 people on the show.
I guess that's, I guess when you say, but it's just, it just, it
it's feels, always the same people.
Oh, I mean.
Where the fuck is, what's his name with the PowerPoint presentations?
Okay, that's the person you're going to focus on.
Who else is on the SmackDown roster?
Everyone. Fucking everyone. What?
Gotta look. I know the one day I looked it up. Okay, just the women.
Not, it's not. Okay. Where's Ali? Is he alive?
We didn't see Sasha Banks. We didn't see The Revival. We didn't see Lucha House Party. We didn't see Heavy Machine. Is this list old? Wait a minute. I feel like it was old list. November 13th. God damn it. God damn it. Sports Illustrated. You fucked me again.
That was my yawn, because I'm a little tired now.
Oh, we didn't see Apollo Crews.
Okay, come on.
We didn't see Bo Dallas.
Stop. Is this real?
Is this current? This is real. We didn't see Curtis Axel. No Drake Maverick. Revival was not on. Drew Gulak was not on. Ember Moon's injured. Can't count her.
Who the fuck is Epico Colon?
Epico. One of the last Matadores. again, Lucha House Party. Lucha House Party. Kane is still on here for some reason. Lars Sullivan. Maybe he comes back tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Mickey James is injured. Yeah, Ali.
Why is Paige on there?
The other Cologne. I don't know. That's weird.
Is this their whole roster?
Yeah. I was going to say, who the fuck is that?
She's interviews. The announcer. Yeah. She's the
Shorty interviewer. G. We didn't get. Tamina, who showed up for like Survivor Series, right? Was she? She wasn't even in the Survivor Series match.
Oh my God.
They don't have like anybody.
No wonder we're seeing the same fucking people. Holy shit. Their whole roster's on Raw.
Okay, yeah, let's go to Raw. Who are you? Who's Jordan Devlin? Who are you?
I've heard that name.
It's NXT. Yeah, where have the Iconics been? They'll show up tomorrow. I feel like almost all of these people have been on in like the past month. We're looking at Eric Young. Jason Jordan had to retire, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. I think he had like an injury.
Where's Maria Kanellis, huh?
Pregnant. She got a baby.
Oh, that's right. I fucking forgot.
Mojo's the champion.
Who Naomi. The fuck is Montez Ford?
Montez Ford is in Street Party. Street Party.
You know what?
Nia Jax.
Naomi, where are you?
Naomi, again, the Iconics.
Oh my God, where are they? Buried.
Ruby Riott's possibly coming back soon. She was injured.
Are they going to let... was that the whole roster?
That's the whole roster, too. It's crazy, because I always feel like, man, they have so many people.
Wait, did we even see Zack Ryder? All the ding-dongs from fucking the running in the 24-7? I mean,
there's no way Jose...
Where's Mojo Rawley?
We said Mojo.
When?
There's when? Zach right there. Mojo's like right there. See? I said current 24/7 champion. Jinder Mahal probably make a return. Welcome back.
Wrestling sucks. I'm done.
Who are you?
Okay, whatever.
Okay. So. April.
Yeah.
2020 Royal Rumble.
Yeah, tell me the matches. Hurry up.
Okay. Let's scroll down. Start from the bottom. Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo.
Carrillo.
For the U.S. Championship.
Wait, I wasn't even listening. I just said Carrillo. What?
Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo.
Okay, Andrade. Okay. Retains.
I have to get Cliff's notes.
If he copies me again.
Andrade, he said.
Damn it, Cliff.
I also agree with Andrade.
Okay.
Sheamus versus Shorty G.
Sheamus.
Also, Cliff said Sheamus. I'm going to say Shorty G.
That's because you are an idiot.
I don't think so. Shorty G. I'm going to write down my ones. Becky versus Asuka. Everyone's going to go in Becky.
I know. I want Asuka to win, though. I'm just going to root for Asuka just because I want it.
Yeah. Reigns versus Corbin in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Reigns.
Cliff said Corbin, and I also feel like Corbin's going to win.
Okay. I said Reigns.
Because then I think Reigns will come back and win the Rumble. Bayley versus Lacey Evans.
Oh my God, I think it's going to be Lacey.
I agree with you.
Don't agree with me.
Actually, you know what? I'm thinking...
You're thinking they're going to wait till she can win at WrestleMania?
If Bayley drops it now, then Sasha can chase it for Mania. But do they do it now or they do it next month with what's her name losing, with Bayley losing? Bayley's going to win. Bayley's winning.
Okay. I'm going to say that Lacey Evans is going to win it.
Cliff also said Bayley.
Okay.
Fiend versus Daniel Bryan. I think the Fiend.
I think Daniel Bryan's going to choke him out with that strap and kill him.
Wow.
I actually think we're going to witness actual murder.
April thinks murder. Mm-hmm. Women's Royal Rumble. Do you want to know...
Who's in it?
There's odds. The odds on favorite right now is Shayna Baszler to win. They have a list here. It doesn't mean anything, but yeah. they throw names out there.
And it's like just rated.
AJ Lee's on this list. People just put out crazy shit.
Yeah.
Again, Shayna's number one, Charlotte number two, Ronda Rousey three, Sasha Banks is actually four. And we have Rhea Ripley, Lacey Evans, Kairi Sane, Becky Lynch, Nikki Cross, Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, again, AJ Lee, Ruby Riott, Asuka, Bayley, Carmella, Mandy Rose, Paige, Sonya Deville, Io Shirai, Candice LeRae, and Dana Brooke.
All right, so if I had to pick, I guess I'm just going to have to agree with that Shayna Baszler. I mean, I don't even know if she's in it.
Yeah, and those odds, there's only 23 people for the odds. Yeah, because I don't think...
Or unless... here's the thing. If Ronda Rousey doesn't come, then it's going to be Shayna Baszler. But I think Ronda Rousey would win if she comes. 4,000%. They would not let Ronda Rousey come and lose. No. Not if she's coming back.
She could just do a one-off. She could show up and get tossed out and then not show her face again for another 6 months.
That would suck.
How's her finger? Her finger almost got cut off.
Yeah, gross.
Cliff said... Shayna. What a weirdo. Okay, so he said Sasha Banks for the women's, but then he said Shayna, not Sasha. How did you misspell both names, Cliff? You lie.
Stupid.
I think Charlotte Flair.
These debates are so much.
All right, men's. Who do you think is going to win men's?
Okay, well, there's 1,000 men. I think Brock Lesnar's going to win it, though, so.
You think he's going to go all the way?
I think he's going to go all the way. I think he's going to go all the way. Or whoever beats him is who he faces. I mean.
Cliff said Roman Reigns.
Wow. And you said Roman Reigns just now.
I think Roman will lose that match and then, yeah, win the Rumble. But I don't want to see it again, dude.
I'm going to say Brock Lesnar is going to win it.
You say Brock. I'm going to say Roman. Some of the odds here. Again, Roman is chief right up top to win. Brock, Drew McIntyre, Kane Velasquez, CM Punk.
Oh, God. That's never going to happen, right?
I don't think so. Edge.
Let's see who else. If CM Punk comes back, I'm going to call him a traitor.
Tyson Fury. John Cena.
John Cena sucks. Do you think he'll come out?
I don't know. The Rock is on here. Lars Sullivan is a 50 to 1. Matt Riddle, 50 to 1. Adam Cole, 50 to 1. Buddy Murphy. Conor McGregor is 70 to 1.
If I saw Conor McGregor, I'd be pretty mad. Oh, what Undertaker. About that Tyson Fury guy?
Yeah, I think he's on here. I think I just said that. Yeah, Tyson Fury, 25 to 1. I said it after John Cena.
Good for you.
Velveteen Dream's on this list.
Is this? I would love to see that guy come up.
This is just from Bovada, which kind of offers ridiculous.
Are those all the matches?
That's it. I mean, figure we have 2 Royal Rumble matches.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And that takes 2 forever. Minutes
each person.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. It's like a minute 30.
Yeah.
Minute.
So Brock Lesnar's going to start and all the ding dongs are going to come out first. So he can just throw them all out.
Yeah, probably. Who do you think number 2 will be?
I hope it's like a ding dong. Like Drake Maverick or something. Just some like goofy goof.
Okay, April.
Where's Ali? Where is he?
Okay. You keep saying ding dong. Was there or was there not a tag team called the Ding Dongs?
No.
There was. And they wore bells.
Ding dong, ding
dong. Not like bells like that. Let me show you.
No, I don't want to see. If it shows like penises, I'm going to be really upset.
What's wrong with you? Here they are. The ding dong. There's the name.
They kind of look like penises right there. Their outfits are very flesh colored.
Oh my God. WCW. What a world. What a world.
Okay, so we have Royal Rumble tomorrow.
Royal Rumble tomorrow. We'll be back next week.
You don't want to do a post Royal Rumble. Maybe we'll do like a quick like 30 minute post Royal Rumble.
Oh my God. Look at you.
Probably should.
We could do that.
Maybe get Cliff in on that action.
Fuck him.
Oh, wow.
He's too busy going to wrestling shows, meeting Joey Ryan.
Okay, he's just living his best life. Like Jericho. He's living his best life. So the cruise is done now, right? They are done. They are home. Or maybe they're coming home.
No, everybody seems to be home already.
How do you know?
Instagram.
I don't have that.
You don't. You gotta look at mine.
All right, we did it.
That is your Royal Rumble card and our predictions.
No pre-shows. No. Didn't you say pre-show's like a 2 hours long?
Yeah, I heard it was going to be 2 hours long.
So who's on the pre-show then?
I don't fucking know.
You think they're just going to throw some matches together last minute for pre-show?
Maybe they'll do. I thought for sure we were going to get.
They have to have a pre-show match now. Maybe it'll be like the New Day versus John Morrison and Miz.
That's what I was thinking. I thought that would be on the actual card, like the tag belts on the line.
Maybe it'll be pre-show. Do you like how I said it's so numb? If Lacey Evans wins tomorrow.
Yeah, are you even going to want to do a recap?
It'll just be me yelling for 30 minutes straight.
What the fuck?
No, just literally like, that.
What's your problem?
I know. He's sad.
Are you a big Lacey Evans fan, Star-Lord?
Star-Lord's not. He hates her. He told me. Aw, baby. Okay.
Any parting words?
I just am so annoyed. So annoyed.
For April, for Steve, this has been the Frank Culture Presents Podcast.
Is Seth Rollins not wrestling?
He's in the Royal Rumble. They're all in the Royal Rumble.
Are there 100? First of all, why do I feel like there's 100 people and then we just counted like 20?
No, in the men's, they announce like 27 or 28.
No, I just meant like on the rosters.
Oh, yeah. Well, the biggest fuck you is like, they were like, NXT is equal to Raw. Like, they did a whole fucking pay-per-view and there's no NXT people like in this Royal Rumble.
I'm done.
Before when they did the split, it was like 15 and 15. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then even when there was ECW, it was 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, fuck, whatever. Roderick Strong slams Walter through an announce table. April. I know you're very concerned.
Let's go to sleep.
For April 4th, Steve, this has been the Frankensteiner Podcast. Remember to subscribe, to like us on Facebook under Franken Culture. And if you like nerd stuff, subscribe to the Frank Culture feed, where you will get all of our nerdy video game content. Bye.
Bye.